Welcome to This Period in Particles Custom RPG, Episode 4. Welcome to This Period in Particles Custom RPG. This is episode 4. This is being recorded at PCRPG Global World Headquarters, straight out of Kansas. Whoop-de-doo, huh? I'd like to cover a few topics about the server and community tonight. Firstly, I'd like to say that it feels good to be back here doing the show. I've been busy these last, 5.5 months, so there's been a little time between episode 3 and 4. More importantly, there hasn't been a whole lot to talk about. But enough of that junk. What am I going to cover in this episode? I plan to cover Particles Custom RPG version 3.36, what it's about, what it's going to address, and what didn't cut it for 3.35. I'll also be giving a quick overview of 3.35. I'm also going to cover particle points. There have been a few questions regarding this, which I intend to answer for you. And last, I'm going to discuss Tribes RPG ND, which is what I'm internally calling the next version of Tribes RPG, which I am officially not working on. I've got a lot of plans for it. Okay. As you've surely noticed, I rolled out an update for PCRPG a while ago, the 3.35 patch. I worked on it more than I normally work on a small patch, but I think I had some good results because of that. I fixed the kick problem that allowed players to stay connected to the server even if they had a bad password. That means that players are no longer to simply camp other people's players for hours at a time by logging in with an absent or incorrect password. This has been an issue in the past, and I thought it was important to address it. I'd also like to take this time to remind you that those of you who play the game should know that it's against the rules to do what I just described. It's an exploitation of the server. In the future, if this ever occurs again through either another bug or another way is found to do it, I will be deleting people's characters engaging in this immediately. I will not be asking questions. There will be no defense. If you do it, I've got your IP. I can check. And you will be deleted. Consider yourself warned. Those of you who don't engage in that activity, you've got nothing to worry about. Don't worry. In fact, to protect you. In addition to that major bug, I also fixed the Delkin Port and Grand Car Ruins zones. They had been non-functional for months ever since Ghetto Zone was added officially to the map. This bit of work should be mostly cosmetic, however, note that the Grand Car and Ghetto Zone are now able to spawn bots. I know the store in Delkin Zone never had a problem. But they should all three be fine now. I also updated the get info command. It now displays more information using two different screens. The second screen will appear immediately after the first one times out. This should accomplish two things. It prevents players from obscuring their information that is designed to be available with get info by using images and placing them over text. This has been a problem with a few players. It should no longer be an issue. Because the user-creatable portion of GetInfo is now on the second window exclusively. This also allows me to display more information on that first page that is vital to being able to know about other players. I've added an entirely new command to the server called CastHelp. This is designed specifically for retrieving information about spells and other castables. It'll provide information that the W command itself doesn't, such as the range a spell works at, how much mana it takes. I know a couple of these things are already on there. How long it takes to recharge, what type of spell it is, everything like that. This should prove helpful to newbies, so I suggest you tell them to use the new cast help command instead of W for spells. because they won't get everything you need to know about a spell out of the traditional W command. There are a lot of less noticeable changes, which I haven't covered, that were added or fixed in 3.35. If you want to view these specifically, you can go to the development portion of the PCRPG forum, either in your browser, or I'll give you a direct link here that you can type in. forums.pcrpg.org/viewtopic.php?t=3617. That'll take you directly to the topic. So, what am I planning for 3.36? I'm still gathering ideas, but there are a few changes that have solidified. I'm adding a few commands for the staff, including the add LVLS or add levels command, which will make adding levels to players much easier. This should be very useful during quests and other reward sessions. I'm also adding teleset, which will basically teleport players to wherever the admin is pointing his crosshair, his or her. And this should also be quite useful during quests. It can be used in a lot of different ways to help either initiate or continue a quest that involves movement. PK Kick is finally being added. This is something that was planned a long time ago, but I never got around to. It'll give the Peacekeeper staff the ability to kick belligerent players, and this should really help out because the admins aren't on as often as the Peacekeeper staff. And by popular whining, the weapon Thor's Hammer will also be included. Its main feature is that it allows between 1 and 3 randomly selected minerals, in your range of course, and available at that spike also, to be mined with a single stroke instead of the current 1. It's about time that miners get an upgrade, I think, considering that no matter how high your skill is, you always still get just 1 mineral, which is very tedious. I'm trying to cut down on the portions of the game that you have to do away from your keyboard. I mean, I realize that mining is very boring. Corona's request for set position will also be included. This will be kind of similar to teleset, except for admins will be able to specify an XYZ coordinate to teleport players to. This will probably be more useful for automated quests than manually run ones. Let's see. I'm also going to be fixing Fine, which I'm told doesn't work right. I'm going to investigate it, and I know there are a couple glitches with it that will be addressed. Another administration thing, which actually affects players this time directly, is the jail system. I'm considering changing it. I'll get more into that here in a second. I would like to talk first about the bot in Keldron, though, about the Transfight bot. Its usefulness is no longer present, and she will be removed in 3.36. Now, starting with the jail thing, I would like to talk about a few features that aren't for sure yet. I'm considering them. Most of them are from the thread. You know who you are if you suggested these things. Right, about the jail. Inspired by Rose, I'm going to be adding a penalty of some sort to the jailing system. This should help out because the jail system as it is right now is just a big penalty box. You don't actually suffer from it, you just grab a couple beers and watch TV for a few hours, History Channel or something. That's not really the point. I would like to make it to where it actually hurts. So I'll be adding a random system that might strip luck, items, coins, health, I don't know, even skill points or maybe skills themselves at regular intervals as a method of making it more than just that timeout box. The current system, as all of you know, just isn't effective against the most troublemaking people on the server. And perhaps this will take care of that. I'm also considering adding a penalty if you drop shortly after being attacked. This is an attempt to prevent two things, actually. First of all, I would like to prevent AFK leveling people from using scripts to automatically drop themselves if they start taking too much damage. It's pretty freaking lame, and I'd like to see the end of it, I'm gonna be honest. Two, it's gonna prevent people from disconnecting as a way out of a fight they can't win. This is equally lame as fighting as a part of the game. This is prevented in most modern RPGs. If you want a good and popular example, the 15-second countdown in World of Warcraft. If you exit before that time, your player's still there until that time's out, so you can take damage. If you ever wondered what that whole thing was about in World of Warcraft, for example, there's your answer. It's a method of preventing people from taking the lame way out. I'm also considering adding some new quests. I've got a couple of requests for this on the forum. If this is done, however, it's going to be subbed out to somebody else. I won't be doing it personally. It'd be nice to see some more interesting quests, but unfortunately, there's only so much you can do with tribes. I also find static quests to be insanely boring, so I'm not going to put a whole bunch of energy into that. And just a quick note, I'd like to implement an AFK detection system that boots you off the server if you haven't done anything in a while. This would serve to free up spaces on the server and reduce the amount of AFK leveling folks do. I know it won't do a lot, so you can just reconnect and make a script for that, but it will help a little bit. You gotta remember, this is Tribes RPG. I know it's a big chat room with an RPG side currently, but it's not Progress Quest. This shouldn't be an automatic game. On to something a little different now. I'm gonna talk a little bit about particle points. It's something that Corona has made, and it distributes points to players who are on the server. Now, it wasn't my idea to have points named after me, but I kind of do like the ranking of it, to be honest. They're dished out automatically, as you know, if you've played, to people who are connected to the server at regular intervals. And you can use Corona's bot in the server to buy skill points and the like. And we're actually working on getting some more rewards that you can spend your particle points on. I'd like to thank Corona for the idea and the implementation there. I didn't have anything to do with it. And lastly, I would like to talk a little bit about Tribes RPG ND, TRPG. This is the development name I'm using for the work to Tribes RPG that I'm doing officially. I've received authorization directly from J.I., the original creator of Tribes RPG. No, I didn't make it. I know some of you think I did. I'm going to continue under the official TRPG name. Under the broad grant that he's given me, I intend to overhaul quite a few aspects of the game. Now, first and foremost, the world is going to be new. We've spent 6 years on RPG Map 5 with Keldrin, Delkin, the Crypt, and everything like that. And quite frankly, I think anybody who's been able to play it for 6 years may have a problem. If you aren't bored with it by now, then I'm not sure how that works. I'm sorry. It's about time for a change. I think we'll all agree on that. RJ is working on new prefabs, so you can expect to see a nice refresh when it comes to zones. I would like to kind of continue on what's there currently, but also expand and change things. Another thing that J.I. actually suggested to me was that the skill point system as we've got it right now should be scrapped. And I'm in agreement. We should have a more traditional attribute-based system. It just seems to make more sense to me to govern a handful of skills and attributes about a character than it does specific skills. If you can swing a hammer, you can obviously swing a pick. I mean, there's no big difference there between swinging a heavy thing based on a stick in your hand. It shouldn't be based on the specific class of whatever skill you're performing. And this should provide a little more diversity to the game. Other gameplay changes that are planned, I don't think are ready to be discussed yet. There are quite a few. One of the major things outside of gameplay, though, will be the new launching system. If you've ever used GameSpy Arcade or GameSpy 3D, you're probably familiar with the concept of a server browser. There will be a custom one for Tribes RPG servers. You won't be forced to use it. However, as a server operator, you can choose to if you wish. It will still be backwards compatible with people registered with the Tribes Master servers, so you don't have to worry about having to use this new system. But there are a lot of advantages for both players and server operators. First of all, people will have accounts, kind of like Steam IDs, same general concept. This should make banning more effective. It'll also allow for better security through third-party verifications and incoming player acknowledgement. I'll get more into that in a later episode. These things will reduce account stealing and help enforce server security, bans, and general player regulations. The browser should also make it to where spoof servers can be easily identified and avoided, since registered servers will have their own unique ID. If a server goes down, for example, simply by putting up another server with the same exact name, they will no longer be able to capture unsuspecting users' passwords, because it'll be obvious that it's not the server that you intended to connect to. Updates can be managed automatically, also. People will be able to publish client-side content for their server and have it automatically be loaded to the players. And as a player, you'll be able to choose whether you want to automatically accept updates from a particular server or be prompted each time, so it's not like they can upload a virus to you, which, by the way, even if they could, you'd still have to manually execute it. It should prove to be very useful. It'll help stimulate custom content and creativity in servers, and it'll also make it easy for clients to get that content. They'll no longer have to search around and try and find a download page for this stuff. It'll be all at your fingertips. Another neat thing, kind of like the spoof issue I talked about a little bit ago, character accounts, if you wish, can be made to be managed on a per-server basis. So if you have, say, 3 accounts on one server and 2 accounts on another, they can be specific to that particular server if you go through this launcher, to where you don't accidentally join the wrong character to the wrong server, or the same character to another server, which will also help prevent passwords from being stolen, and will also help reduce time wasted by joining the wrong server with the wrong character that you haven't developed, if you play on more than one server, for example. There's a lot more to this than just what I've discussed here. Many more benefits. I'm sure there are going to be some questions about this new system, but I'll get more into it later as it's developed a little more. I would like to thank you for listening to me. I've said about all I want to say, and you know what that means in this particular program. I'm going to give you a link to a particular place on the internet with something neat, and then I'll leave you be. For this episode, it is www.splu.net/clips. That's splu.net/clips. It's got really neat mini-series that these people have made, Blame Society Productions, including McCourt, Chad Vader, which is really hilarious, by the way, Super Shooter, and much more. If you're into slapstick humor, or you're into Star Wars for Chad Vader, for example, you're sure to love the videos that they put out. They're all fun, mildly clean, and very entertaining. All right, thanks for listening. Tune in next time when I tackle what are sure to be more incredibly, unbelievably hard issues. Also, congratulations to you if you actually got that joke.